heard about me burying Granny's foot, did you?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, well, she had to have it amputated.
Yeah.
And so, and she wanted her foot. And so she made Dad take it home. He called me from the hospital and he said, son, he said, go get a shovel. He said, we're going to bury Granny's foot. I said, I'd be like, Scott, that's some bullshit. He said, no, I'm serious. I'm going to call you. Well, I thought he was full of it. He pulled up in the yard and he said, come on, we'll go. It's raining, you know, it's birthday funeral. And he said, come on, we're gonna have to go do this. And he said, we got to get rid of it now, we got it. I said, how'd you get it? Well, somehow they had to take it to a funeral home in Van Buren, and then he had to go out there and get it. Well, we went down to the cemetery. He got some postal diggers. We couldn't find it. But he took that thing out. I said, well, while we were getting up, he took it out and they just put it in a quiet trash sack. We found a box. And we put it in the box a little small at Bones, trying to put it on top of the box, and we duct taped it all up. I went down there and dug a grave right there and put a footstone over it. What?
Postal diggers.
He wrote a song about it. I've heard it.
It's touching.
I bet he did.
I can't remember it though.
Bud, you need to tell him about
it. We had a little saying and everything. We buried the foot.
Yeah, Dad, you know, preached sermon there at the funeral.
Okay.
Yeah, we prayed. I can't remember what he said. Oh, yeah, he said. Now, there he said, well, because we buried it right there on top of Pop's grave.
Why was it on top of Pop's grave?
That's it.
No.
She always had her foot on him anyway. So he said, Daddy, here's some of her. The rest belongs short.